Comedian Bill Cosby has been in show business for 50 years. He celebrated over the weekend with a stand-up comedy special on Comedy Central. It was called Far From Finished.
The game of chess, it's about war and the bravery and the genius of commanding pieces. And no, it's marriage. The queen moves anywhere she wants. Picking off people. And what happens to the king? He's moving one square.
The last time Cosby did a stand-up special was 30 years ago. It was called Bill Cosby Himself, and it was the inspiration for one of the most popular sitcoms in television history, The Cosby Show. Cosby played Cliff Huxtable on a show that was really the first of its kind, capturing life in a highly educated, upper-middle-class African-American family. Cosby is now 76. He has a room full of awards, but he shows no sign of letting up. We thought this was a good moment to check in with Bill Cosby, but I gotta tell you, I immediately lost control of the interview.
What do you have to say this morning for yourself, Mr. Green?
Well, can I start by asking you to look back at the beginning
Mr. Green?
Yes, yes, Mr. Cosby.
I think this is your program.
It is.
You and want me? I'm sure that whatever professor you had said, for God's sake, don't say. Let me go back.
you want me to have a more clear opening, a better question,
well,
a better starter?
You're Mr. Green. Do it.
All right. What moment do you point to as the launching of your long career? His answer to that took us back to the 1960s. Cosby was a student at Temple University in Philadelphia, and he noticed something that would become central to his comedy, how his mind has a tendency to wander.
While Professor Barrett is lecturing on the Revolutionary War, I'm sitting there and I drift on him.
At the beginning of every football game, a referee comes out and then he flips a coin. Suppose way back in history, if you had a referee before every war and a guy called a toss. Let's go to the Revolutionary War. Captain Harbor to the British, this captain sober to the settlers. Captain sober to the settlers, Captain Harbor to the British. Call a toss there, British. British call heads, it's tails. You lose a toss, British settlers win. What we do, settlers? All right, the settlers say that during the war, they will wear any color clothes that they want to, shoot from behind the rocks, the trees, and everywhere. Says your team must wear red and march in a straight line.
So you're not totally drifting. You're just putting your own spin on something like, the Revolutionary War.
I'm drifting ADD. I'm drifting ADD off of Professor Barrett.
Do you have ADD? Is this something you
I am
diagnosed?
ADD.
And you're saying that's a strength, that's a real strength, I mean, when it comes to your comedy.
Yes, the ability to drift. You know, ADD people, they are the real, and this is my humor, but it's true, they are the real multitaskers.
One of the themes that was very prominent in Bill Cosby himself and also your new stand-up is marriage, the plight of the husband.
When the children leave, you become her oldest child. See, you don't need a brain anymore. You just do what I tell you to do. Sometimes we go to the mall. Here's the rule that I know I'm supposed to do. When she gets out, if she wants me to go, the lock will go up.
From everything I've read about you and Camille, you have this marriage that doesn't totally seem like anything like the marriage that we hear about on stage.
Yeah, but do you identify with any of it?
At the risk of my wife hearing
See?
This.
See? Stop. There you go, Mr. Green. You are becoming who we are.
What do you mean?
You said at the risk of.
Uh-huh.
What you're saying is, hey, man, don't get me in this. I asked you the question.
Cosby and his wife, Camille, have been married for 49 years. He says she loves his marriage jokes. Actually, she edits some of them. They have been through a lot as a couple. Cosby has admitted to a secret affair. He also settled a lawsuit with another woman who claimed he had drugged and sexually assaulted her. The Cosbys also lost their son, Ennis. The 27-year-old was shot on a California roadside while changing a tire. His murder rocked the family and a public that felt it had watched Ennis grow up on TV in the form of Theo Huxtable.
I just want you to do the best you can. That's all.
I'll try, Dad.
Yeah.
I really will.
All right. I love you. And maybe your mother loves you, too.
In talking to Cosby about losing his real son, something becomes clear. His wife is indeed the one who manages the family.
I was told about Ennis, and immediately after opening the front door and going into the house, the children were there, the daughters, and it was quiet, and I went to her, and she was warm, she was loving, and she mothered, she wifed, she humaned, and helped me an awful lot.
This is the strong woman that we hear about in your comedy, but God, in a totally different light.
She's protecting you. I mean, all those things, whatever, as you get older, she takes them away. You can't have this, and you can't do this. It's just wonderful, and it's hilarious. It's hilarious because here, you and I, and our fathers, and our grandfathers, and our great-grandfathers, you will toil the fields, and you will pick up the oxen and carry them and do all of this and that. And she's supposed to be there with an apron boiling a pot of something. And we forget. The males. You are her oldest child.
Bill Cosby, this has been a true pleasure. Thank you for taking the time with us.
No charge.
Bill Cosby, still reflecting on marriage and family in his comedy and his life as he marks 50 years in show business. This is NPR News.